morning. My guests this morning are Doron Hovav and Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are talking about a film which is going to be showing at the festival in the Rialto Cinemas on Tuesday, October 30th, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., like all the films in the festival, two showings, afternoon and evening. And this one is called Who Will Write Our History? And I think it's a sad film, so talk a little bit about it.
So the question, who will write our history, is a question that Jews in the ghetto in Warsaw asked themselves. They knew, and we know now also, that the Nazis documented everything in the ghetto. Most of what we can see today is actually film and photos that the Nazis took for their propaganda purposes. And the Jews said, well, if we let them write our history, tell what our lives were, we let them win. But even if they kill us, we are able to tell our story. And they did something amazing. They risked their lives even more than they were at risk anyway. And they made archives. They wrote journals. They put in photos and posters and art and everything in big boxes. And they buried it in the ghetto. And after the war, some of these caches, some of these archives were retrieved. And so the filmmaker, Roberta Grossman, actually takes this archival material as well as some of the Nazi propaganda materials and recreates the story of the people who created the archives. They were called Oineg Shabbat, which is the pleasures of the Sabbath. And everything that the characters in the recreations say in the movie is from real journals. There's no dramatization in there. Yeah. It's actually from their journals.
But there is some non-documentary footage, isn't there? That's what I get.
Yes, there is a dramatization or a recreation with actors of some of the scenes, and then it is combined with archival footage from back then. It's actually the only in the moment, in real time documentation that we have from Jews from the Holocaust, from World War II.
Wow, what a treasure.
Yes.
It's very powerful. It is somewhat disturbing.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
The actors Adrian Brody and Joan Allen are two of the narrators in the film for the dramatization part. But the dramatization itself is based on actual writing.
Both very fine actors that people are probably aware of. Where did this come to you? How did it come to you?
We actually have been following the making of this film for a while because the producer, Nancy Spielberg, and Roberta Grossman, who also directed the film, have been in contact with us, telling us about the making of the film. And we have a real treat for our audience for this film because the filmmaker, Roberta Grossman, is going to be at the screening and talk after both screening, both the matinee and the evening show, and answer questions and tell us a little bit about behind the scenes of the making of this amazing documentary.
Has it shown elsewhere?
It has shown to at least three full houses in the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. It's been received very, very well. I can tell you that my personal experience was it was really hard to watch, but at the same time, it felt important and it felt it was so well made that I couldn't, you know, give myself over to how hard it was.
Right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this film. I'm sure this film is going to excite a lot of interest. Let's tell people that, once again, that it is showing Tuesday, October 30th, 1 and 7 p.m. at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. For information and to see trailers of all the films in the festival, you can go to jccsoco.org. or to call for information, 528-4222. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.